Hi, thank you so much. That's right. It's the good stuff. And we've got a lot to put in these next 5 minutes.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to schedule your next vacation right here in North Central Nebraska. Great outdoor opportunities. Got a lot of things going on here. How about a waterfall tour? Even during the wintertime, Smith Falls State Park is pretty phenomenal to take a look at that as it freezes up during the winter but continues to flow. You know what I mean. It's pretty.
So it's beautiful.
Come check it out. At visitvalentine.com is where you can find out more information.
And the horse industry is a vital part of Tri-State Livestock News. Horse and rodeo enthusiasts turn to Tri-State Livestock News weekly for horse sale results, rodeo news, and upcoming events. Breeders utilize the paper to market their stallions. Broodmares, weanlings, and trainers use it to advertise their performance horses. It's all about Tri-State Livestock News. Go to tsln.com to subscribe.
Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read. And I've got just a few more of those dogma quotes.
Oh, yeah, they were amusing, darling.
They're funny. And from people that you may or may not have heard of. I know you've probably heard of Ann Landers. Well, what did she say about dogs? Don't accept your dog's admiration as conclusive evidence that you are wonderful. You enter into a certain amount of madness when you marry a person with pets. That was from Nora Ephron. And if you have any beliefs about immortality, it is that certain dogs I have known will go to heaven, and very, very few persons. James Thurber had said that. And Robert Heinlein said, women and cats will do as they please, and men and dogs should relax and get used to the idea. Thanks to Tony Bullitt for sending those in. That concludes my dogma stories for the Good Stuff program.
That was a good set, that's for sure. This is from LaVon Weishettle. Just a short little funny. Just wanted you to know I have entered the snapdragon part of my life. Part of me has snapped, and the rest of me is dragon.
Oh, no. Here's from Edgar A. Guest, Plant a Garden. If your purse no longer bulges and you've lost your golden treasure, if times you think you're lonely and you have hungry grown for pleasure, don't sit by your hearth and grumble. Don't let mind and spirit harden. If it thrills of joy you wish for, get to work and plant a garden. If it's drama that you sigh for, plant a garden and you'll get it. You will know the thrill of battle, fighting foes that will beset. If you long for entertainment and for pageantry most glowing, plant a garden, and this summer spend your time with green things growing. If it's comradeship you sight for, learn the fellowship of daisies. You will come to know your neighbor by the blossoms that he raises. If you'd get away from boredom and find new delights to look for, learn the joy of budding pansies, which you've kept a special nook for. If you ever think of dying and you fear to wake tomorrow, plant a garden. It will cure you of your melancholy sorrow. Once you learn to know peonies, petunias, and roses, you will find every morning some new happiness discloses. So that was from Edgar Allan Guest today on The Good Stuff. I know we're kind of past the planting a garden season. Now it's harvest season. Everybody's getting their tomatoes and cucumbers and beans, and it's zucchini season. So lock your cars. Make sure people don't leave their extra zucchini with you there as well.
This is from an article from the Saturday Evening Post. It's Who's Old? Grow old along with me. The funny times are yet to be. I feel like my body has gotten totally out of shape, so I got my doctor's permission to join a fitness club and start exercising. I decided to take an aerobics class for seniors. I bent, twisted, gyrated, jumped up and down, and perspired for an hour. But by the time I got my leotards on, the class was over.
I seen that one coming.
Reporters interviewing a 104-year-old woman. And what do you think is the best thing about being 104, the reporter asked. She simply replied, no peer pressure.
That would be true. Yeah. There are not very many centurions around.
That's true. During a class reunion, Mary decided to go to the retirement home to see Susan, her high school classmate. Mary, who hadn't seen Susan in 40 years, was delighted to find her in the lobby and said, Susan, do you know who I am? No, Susan demurred, but if you go to the desk, they'll tell you.
No. Say it ain't so.
Hey, so true.
If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Keep listening to this great radio station for The Good Stuff.